Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Well, it's been about a week now since we've gotten over the sting of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's announcement that their marriage is over, almost 20 years, which I guess means our longest-running country music marriage, although that was kind of a half-country music marriage, would be Faith and Tim, who just celebrated, I think, their 28th anniversary. Still very much in love, if you believe Tim's post, which I choose to.
Yes.
The chances are we'll never find out what exactly happened with Nicole and Keith. And
I don't see either one of them going into any kind of in-depth explanation about anything.
Oh, and by the way, nor should we.
Yeah,
it's nobody's business but their own. However, we have a beautiful treasure, a gem on this show.
Yes, we do.
That is producer Jessica's mother-in-law, Sherry.
We had to get her take on it.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
What do you think is going on with Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban?
Sad. First thing is sad. Second thing is, why can't they just be happy and stay together? You know, have some pie. You know, that always makes everything okay.
I'm sorry. I still might be a bit under the weather. Did Sherry say maybe the secret to saving their marriage is to share some pie?
Yep.
I never thought about baked goods possibly reconciling broken marriages. Interesting.
I think they waited until the kids were old enough, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like them both. It's really hard.
Right. And it's hard to be, because obviously we won't ever know what happened in our marriage unless somebody says something.
Unless I could run into her sometime and ask her.
You would ask Nicole Kidman what happened with her marriage?
Well, over some tea or something, yeah.
Over tea.
Mm-hmm. Or pie.
Or, yes. Maybe tea and pie.
And so how would you ask Nicole Kidman about her marriage?
I would say, don't have to tell me anything, but I'm just wondering what happened.
And see if you get an answer?
I'd get an answer.
Oh, you know you would?
Sure.
I feel that. I agree. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good morning.
I mean, it's very simple. Why wouldn't you agree with that? Hi, I'm a total stranger. You don't know me at all. What happened?
There's something about Sherry, though.
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
Producer Jessica, there's just something about Sherry. I think she would tell her.
So she would, because I know, and I know this for a fact, because we went to Legoland one day and Nick Cannon was there. And I had to physically stop Sherry from going to talk to Nick Cannon about having too many kids.
Right. I remember you telling us that story. And I guarantee you she would have broken down some pie and had him sit down. And first thing she would have said is, what happened?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why so many?
Do you even know how many you have?
Do you know all their names?
You know, it's really sad because, I mean, nobody knows anything.
No,
so anything
no,
we're going to say is pure speculation.
Yes.
But there are a few things that are becoming clear. This marriage has been over for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You don't announce your separation and then file for divorce the next day. This has been in the process for a while.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
It is what it is, though.
And it's sad because I don't know about you, Tam, but I loved seeing all of our stupid award shows. We got so many of them. And I always loved seeing Nicole Kidman there. I said, man, we got our own A-lister right here in the building. And that was cool. And people liked the fact that she wasn't a multiple Oscar nominee and an Oscar winner. She was just a gal that loved her guy, that loved music and danced and cheered and was a loving wife. It was wonderful to see.
And here's the thing. That doesn't negate the years of happy marriage that they had. It clearly seems to have run its course.
I think it just really, really, really goes to show that there's no other way to put it except two words. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And if they need any help, I would recommend Kathy Minella at the Minella Law Group.
Or,
M-I-N-E-L-L-A. Tell them John sent you.
Or sit down with Sherry and some pie.
Sherry pie, Kathy Minella.
There you go.
Keith and Nicole, I'll bill you later. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Anybody else have a massive panic attack yesterday when Dolly Parton's sister decided to launch a Thoughts and Prayers social media post for her sister, Dolly Parton? I'm like, oh, no.
Okay.
No. Dolly has to be okay.
So to clear a few things up, as a matter of fact, her sister Frida did clear some things up. She said, I didn't mean to scare everybody. It's just that I believe in the power of prayer, and so does my sister, and she's just going through a lot right now. And so I thought I'd put it out there that maybe, you know,
okay, that's fine. And when you think about it and have some time to think about it, that makes sense. But you can't post something like this without people reacting the wrong way. Read her post.
She said, quote, many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer. And I have been led to ask all of the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong. She's loved. And with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you. Whoo! Yeah, that's a lot.
Now listen, I just got over a little something I had. I don't even know what it was. Did you launch a little social media campaign and let's all drop to our knees, believe in the power of prayer, and get John over that 99.9 degree fever?
Okay, but I don't think yours is the same as Dolly's.
We don't know is the point.
Okay.
You can't put something vague, especially with a worldwide treasure like Dolly Parton.
Mm-hmm.
People are already on their guard enough.
Mm-hmm. Now, producer Jessica, Dolly's people made a statement about what she might be going through.
Well, I guess last month when they said what she was going through was kidney stones.
Oh, that's right.
And it looks like there was like an infection with the kidney stones.
Okay.
And so that she's recovering from that. And
super
Dolly's
painful.
Not in her 30s anymore, 20s.
Yes.
So kidney stones, and if there's a complication, can be really, really scary. Yeah. And so that's probably makes sense.
Well.
Yeah. It does make sense. In the meantime, you know, Dolly was supposed to be doing a residency in Vegas, and obviously she had to postpone that. Tim McGraw has stepped up to the plate, and he'll be doing the residency in her place, which I think is great.
All right. Yeah.
I'd love to go see Tim McGraw in Vegas.
Well, now's your chance. You see, even in ill health, Dolly Parton just keeps on giving. 833-287-1037. We want to send you and your family to SeaWorld. What a beautiful time to go to SeaWorld and enjoy all that they got going on. And you can, and it's on us, just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And maybe you'll even have $100 to take with you. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's October, which means it's no longer summer.
We're in San Diego, and we make the rules. So we're still calling it the summer of 100,000 high fives, frankly, because we're not done yet.
On a quest for 100,000 high fives, each of us responsible for 50 of them at least. John, you were at 48,925 high fives, so a bit behind, about 1,100 to go. I'm at 49,502, especially after this last weekend when I was at Peyton's Hardware in Lakeside.
Yeah, I figured as much. You hit Lakeside, the parade route, you know, the streets fill up with fans, and there's cops directing traffic when Tammy's in East County.
Good Lord, you sound jealous.
Tell everybody your name and where you're from.
I'm Amber and I'm from Lakeside.
I'm Kathy and I'm from Lakeside.
We're at Peyton's Ace Hardware and I'm getting some high fives. And Amber, you gave me a high five. Thank you.
Yes.
And little Dominic, thank you for my high five.
You're welcome.
And Kathy, I went to give you a high five and what happened?
I said, I'm waiting for John.
You're saving your high five for John.
Yes, I am.
Oh, John.
Terrible.
Well, John, you better come find Kathy because she's saving her high five for you since she won't give it to me. But that's all right. I think I can get quite a few here today.
Heck yeah, you can.
So I have to drive to Lakeside and find Kathy.
Well, Kathy, or when she's working in El Cajon, you know, you can go visit her at work.
All right.
It was fabulous, and I got a lot of high fives and a great story.
Tell everyone your name and where you're from.
Todd Lordson, and I live in Santee.
All right, Todd, you were coming up to talk to me about how you never listened to country. Tell me the story on how you became a country music fan.
So I never listened to country, and I ended up going to Iraq.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
You're more than welcome. And shared a room with a guy that's all he listened to. And then I came back and started listening to it at home. And my wife was just laughing, though. She thought, well, if that's all I have to worry about is for a midlife, then I'm doing well. No Corvette, no affair, no drinking, no nothing. Country music, that's a good midlife.
It is. Awesome. Yeah, I love it, too. Thank you. Can I have a high five?
Yeah.
That is a fabulous story.
Isn't that great? I thought it was so cute. If that's your midlife crisis, I'm in.
Can you imagine? Going to Iraq to defend our country, gets to his room, finds his bunk mate, and he's like, really? I got to listen to this for how long my deployment is? And ends up loving it? That's awesome. Well, I got some work to do.
Yeah, you do.
But I've got a little something up my sleeve yet.
Okay.
So don't get all where in the hole I win the high five crown thing, because I might come out of nowhere and take the crown yet.
Okay, we'll see.
You don't believe me. We'll see indeed, Tammy, the doubter. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Molly is in La Mesa. What's going on, Molly?
Nothing much. I'm just driving to work.
All right. Appreciate you making time for us. Would you please do me a favor, Molly, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of here.
All right.
Oh, man. Molly, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to let you know, Molly, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Yesterday was National Taco Day. A while back, a food blog asked, quote, what's the absolute worst taco topping? Was the number one answer lettuce, cilantro, or black olives?
It's got to be black olives.
October is National Pizza Month, and Pizza Hut is celebrating by bringing back its Big Dinner Box. For only $20, you get 2 medium one-topping pies, 8 boneless wings, and 5 breadsticks. True or false, Pizza Hut has the most locations of any pizza chain in America.
False.
Katy Perry wrote her song, The One That Got Away, about Josh Groban. Apparently they were a thing. What actor does Katy share her 5-year-old with?
Russell Brand.
Zach Topp got to drink Coors beer directly from the source before it got bottled. He said, buddy, this is like the Lord's faucet right here, the Lord's garden hose. On a Coors can, what color do the mountains turn when it's cold? And finally, Simon Cowell had a birthday yesterday. Simon was one of the original judges on American Idol before he left and started his own singing talent show that only lasted 3 seasons. What was it called?
X Factor.
Let's get Tam back in. Way to finish strong, Molly. So you said you're going to work. Where do you work?
I'm a middle school teacher in Imperial Beach.
Love the fact that teachers listen to our show.
Yes.
What's your school? You want to give it a plug, Molly?
I will give it a plug. St. Charles Catholic School in Imperial Beach.
Very nice. Plug. Molly did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Tammy, yesterday was National Taco Day. A while back, a food blog asked, what's the absolute worst taco topping? Was the number one answer lettuce, cilantro, or black olives?
Cilantro.
Cilantro is by far the number one. I'm on that list.
Me too. I'm not a fan.
Obviously, Molly's not a fan of black olives because that's what she went with, right?
Yes.
1-0, Tammy. October's National Pizza Month, and Pizza Hut is celebrating by bringing back its Big Dinner Box. For only $20, you get 2 medium one-topping pies, 8 boneless wings, and 5 breadsticks. True or false, Pizza Hut has the most locations of any pizza chain in America.
Ooh. Why not true?
No, it's false. Domino's is not number one.
Oh.
Domino's is number two. Guess what number one is? You can't guess because I never heard of it.
Okay.
It's called Hunt Brothers Pizza. And there are thousands of them in the Midwest and the East. Not one out here. I've never heard of Hunt Brothers Pizza. And I've eaten pizza all over the world. Anyway, it's 1-1. Katy Perry wrote her song, The One That Got Away, about Josh Groban. Apparently they were a thing back in the day. What actor does Katy share her 8-year-old with?
Oh, my God. Now, just because I'm nervous, I can't think of his name. Because he... I know who it is, but I can't pull his name.
Orlando Bloom. Molly went with Russell Brand. So now it is still 1-1. Zach Topp got to drink Coors beer directly from the source before it got bottled. He said, buddy, this is like the Lord's faucet right here. The Lord's garden hose. On a Coors can, what color do the mountains turn when it's cold?
Blue.
Blue is right. Molly knew that too, too. Molly also knew this last one. So you have to get it right too, Tammy, or you have lost Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge and $100 of your money. Are you doing all right?
Yes.
Yeah? Molly, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Tammy, Simon Cowell had a birthday yesterday. Simon was one of the original judges on American Idol before he left and started his own singing talent show that only lasted 3 seasons. What was it called?
Was that the X Factor?
Oh my goodness. Yes, you both got that one right. And that means you forced a tie. And unfortunately, Molly, our middle school teacher, all ties go to Tammy. So we're not going to get you any money today, but you do still get a great prize.
Molly, you have a 4-pack of tickets for SeaWorld Spooktacular that includes the all-new pirate-themed Halloween adventure.
Okay. I'm not mad about that. I will say that. The Olive Don tacos is not okay. That's on the rest of the world. That's not on me.
Molly thinks that's the right answer. Sorry. No, I still got that one right. Well, Molly, I'm sorry America doesn't agree, but we all agree that we appreciate you very much. Thank you for educating young minds, and also thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, all right?
Thank you for having me, John.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
33-287-1037. Guys, I'm calling you out. What is something that you do that people would consider fair or not fair, unmanly? And better yet, you make no apologies for it. You're proud of your unmanly talents.
I just experienced this yesterday morning when I went to breakfast with my friend Dusty.
Dusty is a former police officer. Dusty is a pilot. Dusty's in the Navy. I'd call you a manly man, Dusty.
Well, thank you, Tammy.
And there is something that you shared with me that we were making a joke like, yeah, you're a manly man, but there's something that's not very manly man of you that you've done, but you're proud of it. Tell me what that was.
So on Saturday evening, while all my friends were out drinking and having a good time, I was sitting under the covers in my bed with my dog curled up in a ball next to me. And I was reading a really good book, and to top it all off, I had a pumpkin candle lit next to me. And it was honestly one of the best Saturday nights I've had this year.
See? Dang right. You're proud of it.
I sure am. Absolutely.
I love it.
That's a great story.
It was so cute when he was sharing it and then realizing, wow, this just sounds kind of, you know, the pumpkin spice candle.
Oh,
you know?
Man. He's like, all my friends are going to wake up all foggy-headed and tired. I'm going to wake up knowledgeable from my book, rested from my bed, and my house smells like delicious pumpkin spice.
Does.
No
then,
apologies.
No, exactly. And then he go bench press 300 pounds. So
oh, is he? Yeah.
He's
so
very fit.
Definitely a manly man.
Yes, he is.
Proud of the unmanly things that he does, if you're going to put labels on things.
Sure.
This is going to surprise 0% of our listeners, but I'm kind of guilty of this too. I'm not going to call myself a manly man, but I do things as a man
sure.
that some might not consider to be manly. My daughter just proved it this week. She gave me a bag of her laundry. Because I do her delicates, the hand wash stuff, you know, dresses, work clothes, better than she can. Now, maybe she's brilliant. Maybe she's had me do her laundry for her.
I just don't know how to do it.
But of course I'm going to do it.
Laundry's your thing, John. That I know. You're very particular about that. You love to iron.
I do. I don't even like dropping things off at the dry cleaner. I figure I can do it better myself. I just don't have the equipment.
833-287-1037. Listen, you're a manly man, and you don't care who knows what you do that some others might not consider a manly man thing. Who cares?
833-287-1037. Please know that when we're asking for what unmanly things that your manly man does and is proud of, we're not meaning this in a negative way at all. It's the exact opposite.
Something that you typically wouldn't see a manly man, a big, burly manly man do.
Yeah, and they're totally rocking it. 833-287-1037. Let's go to Jared in Point Loma. Jared, what you got for us as far as things that are probably not considered that manly and you love doing it?
Hey, guys. I've got to tell on myself a little bit here. The most unmanly thing, and I'm kind of like Tammy's husband. I like to hunt. I like to fish. Active duty military, but I gotta say that one of my passions, and I got this just to kind of help concentrate on things, you know, and whatever else, de-stress, but I love to crochet.
There's a lot of guys who've taken up knitting and crocheting. It's actually kind of a thing now.
And very calming, I'm understanding.
It is, you know, and I tell you, you know, there is nothing better than, you know, when you're getting ready to kind of get in bed, you're watching TV or whatever else, and you're just sitting there, man, I pull my yarn out and my needles and go to town.
You know, I was just last night tossing and turning in bed, trying to distract myself with playoff baseball or something else that doesn't make any difference to me anymore. I should learn how to, what is it, crochet?
There's crochet, there's knitting.
My daughters both knit. Maybe that's the way to ease myself into sleep.
Sure, why not? It's very stress relieving.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank y'all. Have a great day.
Well, you too. The same. Alexandra is in Encinitas. What a beautiful name. Her guy does unmanly things, and he makes no apologies about it, and she loves it, right?
So my boyfriend is a bartender at like a very divey bar, so he constantly has to kick people out and be his most macho self. But the guy is extremely obsessed with Lady Gaga. Like, if he hears Bad Romance on the radio, like, he blasts it up. He sings it at the top of his lungs. Like, you would die for her.
Well, I mean, it is quite the infectious jam.
Oh, That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same way.
I know. Don't play share around my husband. Believe?
I mean, no, we both love it, so I'm not complaining.
Thanks, Alexander. Yeah. Take care.
Jessica and El Cajon, what do you have to contribute to the probably less than manly things your manly man guy does?
Well, my daughter's only been in kindergarten for going on 2 months, and my husband is the master ponytail maker.
My husband, Kurt, was so good at doing ponytails and braids. My girls always ask dad to do their hair because I just wasn't as good.
Be honest. It's a turn on, isn't it? Watching a dude braid someone's, or like braid your daughter's hair. It's very sweet.
It's very sweet. But to me, it was more like I don't have to listen to them whine when I'm brushing their hair. You're brushing it too hard. I'm like, you take the job. That's fine with me.
My job, I have to go to work before they go to school. So over the last 2 months, he has mastered that ponytail and he's proud of it.
As he should be.
Mm-hmm.
No apologies. Embrace. Especially nowadays, embrace those maybe quote unquote non-manly man things.
Who cares?
That your otherwise manly man does.
That's a good man is what that is.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's been, almost a week now since the Padres season was snatched from us, taken away from us.
John was so upset he came down with a case of the Padres pox.
I did.
And got sick over the weekend.
I got sick over the weekend. And a miserable weekend. I have been very conflicted this last week thinking about the Padres season. Am I angry? Are we angry as fans? I mean, watched all the games, went to a lot of games. We suffered through the slumps. We celebrated the streaks, the celebrations of victory. And then it's taken away from us in three stinking stupid games.
I know,
three
it sucks.
Games, it's gone. It's just over. And we're supposed to accept that?
There's really nothing you can do about it. So you have to find a way to move forward.
Oh, it made things worse. Remember when the Padres clinched? And they right when they clinched, they all wore those awesome Padres postseason T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, many of you were like, I got to get me one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the social media posts that I posted, y'all felt the same way because I, like many of you, got that shirt. You know when I got that shirt? Friday, a week ago, this Friday. You know what that was? The day after we were taken out of the playoffs.
Yeah, there were some people who said, I returned mine.
Oh, I'm going to return mine, too. It seems that everybody ordered it the same time I did, because most of the responses on our socials had the same problem I had. Got it either the day after we lost, or this is even worse, was waiting for them in the mailbox the day we lost.
Oh,
I mean, come on. I want to say thank you to Jan, who said, smile, they gave you a great season. You'll have it for next year. No, I won't. I'm returning it.
So why not?
Because it's a dated shirt. Never buy a playoff T-shirt again. If they make the World Series, then you buy the T-shirt. Why are you celebrating? Unless they get to the World Series and win it. Melissa, the same way, ordered mine the night they clinched, got it in the mail the day after Wild Card Series ended. Melissa, give me a hug right over here. We have the same problem right now.
You know, to make you guys feel better, I like what Sherry wrote. She said, oh my goodness. Well, what's the old saying? Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened.
That's beautiful, Melissa. I have another old saying as well. I can't wait for the return receipt to be emailed to me.
Wow.
So I can return this shirt.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's get on with Shania in Alpine. Hi, Shania.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you asking. Would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck.
Shania, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also need to let you know, Shania, that all ties will go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
Luke Combs is now the highest selling country artist of all time. True or false, he just passed George Strait to take over the number one spot.
Ooh, I'd say false.
It's almost Halloween, so let's play the high-low game. Americans purchase around 550 million pounds of candy during the Halloween season every year. Is that too high or too low?
Too low.
A list of actors who were totally hated by the rest of their cast includes Burt Reynolds, who thought this Oscar-nominated movie where Mark Wahlberg played an adult film star named Dirk Diggler was beneath him. As a result, he alienated everyone in the cast and crew. What was the movie?
Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know.
One of the most popular Halloween costumes this year is this line of collectible plush toys that features zoomorphic elves with exaggerated facial expressions. They are a worldwide phenom. What are they known as?
Is that the Laboo-Boos or whatever?
And finally, yesterday was American Idol Season 5 winner Taylor Hicks's birthday. Taylor was very popular at the time with an older demographic of female fans and even inspired a fan base like the Deadheads or No Shoes Nation, the Kenny Chesney fan base. What did they call themselves?
I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. All right. Shania, what's happening with you today?
Not a whole lot. Just on my way to work. I'm a project engineer.
Oh, okay.
Way smarter than both of us combined.
No, not you, Tammy.
Oh, no. Project engineer?
Maybe John. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm right here. Wow. All right. Shania did 3 out of 5. Luke Combs is now the highest selling country artist of all time. True or false? He just passed George Strait to take that spot.
That's false.
He just passed Garth Brooks. 1-1. It's almost Halloween, so let's play the high-low game. Americans purchase around 550 million pounds of candy during the Halloween season every year. Too high or too low?
I'm going to say it's too high. 12.
It is too low, and it's not even close. Americans purchase 745 million pounds of candy every year.
Wow. Okay.
Shania knew that, so it's 2-1 Shania. A list of actors who were totally hated by the rest of their cast includes Burt Reynolds, who thought this Oscar-nominated movie where Mark Wahlberg played an adult film star named Dirk Diggler was beneath him. As a result, he alienated everyone in the cast and crew. What was the movie?
Oh, my God, I can't remember the name of it. And I've seen it, and I know it, and it's really sad, actually.
It's great. That's what it is. The movie's called Boogie Nights.
That's right.
And ironically, grumpy old Burt got nominated for an Oscar for that movie, and it revived his career. So way to be a jerk, Burt Reynolds. I'm sorry. Rest in peace. 2-1 Shania. Timmy, one of the most popular Halloween costumes this year is this line of collectible plush toys that features zoomorphic elves with exaggerated facial expressions. They are a worldwide phenom. What are they known as?
Laboo-Boos?
Laboo-Boo. I went to grade school with a kid named Mike LeBoo. I wonder if he's getting some backlash from that. Shania knew that, and now it is 3-2 Shania, which means, Tammy, you have to get this right, or you owe Shania $100. Good luck, Shania.
Thank you.
Even though you completely insulted me. Timmy, yesterday was American Idol Season 5 winner Taylor Hicks's birthday. Taylor was very popular at the time with an older demographic of female fans who even inspired a fan base like the Deadheads or No Shoes Nation.
Yes.
What did they call themselves? And you and I saw him in the musical Grease where women were screaming it out during the show.
Yes.
Shania's going to win $100 possibly. Yeah. Unless
Shut up!
Back for a massive comeback.
What was it called?
You have 3 seconds.
I can't remember.
Soul Patrol.
Oh, I would have never
guessed. That was hard. That was a hard question. All right, today, Tammy, you lose. Shania, congratulations. You just won $100 of Tammy's money.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. And you get a great prize just for hanging with us.
You also have a 4-pack of tickets for SeaWorld Spooktacular with their all-new pirate-themed Halloween adventure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And best of all, Shania, you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Shania in Alpine, and I graduated Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, it's a big day for my mom today. I'm not sure she won or lost in our fantasy football league. Our family does, mm-hmm. But that is what we're here to talk about. Ball talk with Bonnie about our family fantasy football league.
Oh.
Hi, Mom.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Nope. Got the wrong number. Sorry, dude.
Sorry. Oops. Although, were you scared for a second? Like, does Mom have a gentleman caller?
You know, actually, that'd be kind of sweet.
It would. Okay.
Except when he answers the phone in early mornings.
Hello?
Let's try that again. 612-804. Hopefully, we don't get this again. Hello?
Your face was like... You were so scared.
No, I mean, not even my dad answered my mom's cell phone. Hi, Mom.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I got to tell you, Tammy almost gave me a heart attack. She dialed your number, but it was the wrong number, and some sleepy dude answered. I'm like, who's Mom sleeping with today?
I thought maybe you had a gentleman caller, Bonnie.
Whoa, in my dreams, huh? Wow.
Oh. I don't even want to call this ball talk anymore, frankly.
hang on a second.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Oh. Wow. Well, you know what? We could talk about family fantasy football, but Mom's team lost. My team blows. In fact, this has been a miserable fantasy season. So let's focus on something that's very important to my mom. Years and years ago, she was probably grunting and groaning and screaming in pain, and also under hopefully heavy medication, because she gave birth to me.
Yes.
It was on a Wednesday, just like today.
I had no idea. No. Well, it comes full circle. I don't think I've ever thanked you for giving birth to me, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm not going to say it was my pleasure, but my relief.
Relief, okay. That's totally true. Do you remember what time of day John was born?
It was afternoon or evening. All of my kids were born in afternoon or evening.
Do you remember what you used to make me for my birthday dinner when I was a boy?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't. Was it roast beef or fried
chicken?
Yes!
Mom used to make me roast beef and mashed potatoes and gravy.
Nice.
Mom's homemade gravy, homemade mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, because I was a boy.
Yes.
And then what kind of cake? What kind of cake?
Oh, God. I don't know. It wasn't an angel cake.
No. The opposite. Chocolate cake. And you had this crazy, wacky idea to, instead of using chocolate frosting, you would use chocolate pudding as the frosting.
Oh, I have to do that when I see you?
People might not know is that my mom is about, what, 4 feet eight, 4 feet nine. I was 9 pounds, 8 ounces, and I was not a C-section. This poor woman.
It was a time medically where they were not advising women to gain a lot of weight. So they put me on a low-salt diet, so I only gained, I think, 18 pounds.
Wow. Can you imagine, had they not put you on a diet, how big your boy would have been?
It saved both of our lives, I'll tell you the truth.
Oh,
yeah, so,
God, you put it that way. I was freakishly large. I'm a freak boy.
They thought you were twins. I mean, just minutes before I was taken into labor.
I was so big, they thought I was twins?
Yeah, I thought, why are you doing an x-ray now to see if it's twins? It was, oh my God.
Why am I the age I am? I'm just hearing about this right now. Maybe I was a twin.
You
maybe,
ate it.
Maybe I ate the twin.
Oh my God.
I ate my brother. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, darling. Oh, it's the truth.
Please don't say, my brother's the truth, Mom.
Wow. God, if there was two of you.
Glad you were born, darling.
I was, too. Finding out new things today. All right, well, this has been a very educational one of these.
All right.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
I mean, sweet God. It started with my mom taking a lover and ended with me eating my brother. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So the tab was $25, and then as he was leaving, he signed his credit card receipt and tipped me $2,000. Cried a little bit, went outside, hugged him, thanked him. He was super kind.
Another great story about Post Malone just taking care of people, taking care of his fans, taking care of the working American.
Now, Post Malone has been known to leave big tips like that. He's also been known to cover tabs for people, and he's doing it again tonight. His bar, Posties, is officially opening in Nashville tonight. Insert John's eye roll right there. John is so annoyed that every country music star has a bar or restaurant in downtown Nashville.
Are there any old school bars left in Nashville anymore? And I'm being serious when I ask this.
No, I think there's plenty. It's just on the strip, John. I mean, it's just one place.
Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, like Miranda Lambert, Dierks Bentley, Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean, Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs, Post Malone.
What if we had a John and Tammy place? Would you still roll your eyes?
I only have two tables because there's not going to be too many people showing up.
The cool thing is Post Malone just announced that he is actually going to perform there tonight during the opening. And then after 9 p.m. when the show is done, he's going to cover the tab for everyone of drinking age until 2 a.m. I want to know what that bar tab is.
Yeah. Wow.
There's plenty of people who posted that. Please post a picture of what's got to be an insane bar tab.
So is Nashville, you know, downtown, the strip area, are they just intent on having no locals ever go to their establishments again?
If you remember when I went to Nashville and I talked to several people who were locals, the one she was in, Miranda Lambert's bar, and she said, I love coming to this place. And she said, first and foremost, because I meet new people all the time. She loved it. So, I mean, sure, there's going to be people who don't like it, but you know what they do like? The dose of dollars in their economy. So...
Am I a grumpy Gus?
Yes.
You want to think about that for a second?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Do you know how it is, though? You live in a place, and all of a sudden, you start seeing all these new places pop up. What happened to this feel? I mean, yes, I'm a grumpy Gus. There
yes.
you go. All
okay.
Right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.